Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, Mr. Mowad.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And when I said us, that's actually the name of the only movie opening today.
I need you to listen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, this thing just looks absolutely creepy, John.
Yeah, it is. And we're talking about writer-director Jordan Peele. Well, this is his second movie, and that first movie was 2017's breakout hit Get Out. And that's when he kind of introduced us to the fact that he really enjoys this horror genre and is going to kind of concentrate on that for the next couple of years. And Get Out was just a smash success. Well, this, Us, is looking to do the same exact thing. And what it's about is, so you have a horror film, it's rated R, stars Lupita Nyong'o, Winston Duke, Elizabeth Moss, and what it is this family, and we've seen this in the trailers, the family is going to this summer home where the mom grew up and just looking for a week of serenity and trying to get away from it all. But, of course, it's never going to end that way. I'm going to tell you about, you guys know how much I dislike horror films because they scare me. Because the slasher movies make me jump. Everything that they want to do works on me, and so I don't like it. In this movie, you get it all. And in the trailer, you see one scene, and I don't know if you guys have seen it, where the little girl goes into the house of horrors, like the
right.
the mirror.
Yes, yes.
It is so scary because there's a figure. You know, you see your figure, and it's kind of contorting, and it looks like kind of somebody else. Well, in this one, the little girl has a figure, and it's doing all the weird, crazy stuff. Well, it actually is somebody else in the mirror, and it's things like that. Oh, man, it just drives you crazy.
All right, so Us seems to be something you might really want to go see this weekend. And why, John, is there only one movie opening? Where are all the good movies?
Yeah, I think, well, like we were I was talking about that with Rob just a few minutes ago, and I think what the distributors understand and recognize is that, you know, with the college basketball and, you know, everything with the tournament and things going on like that, it's not a great weekend to distribute many films. So they pick one. And Larry, you know how the distributors kind of line up. They know when to slot in films and how to spread things out a little bit. Well, this film, Us, picked up the one spot, but really, guys, it's only a $20 million film, and I know $20 million is $20 million, but in the movie industry, it's not that great of an amount. So they took a chance on this movie, and the lead-up to it on IMDb or Fandango has been way more than they ever expected for it to happen. So a regularly slow weekend is now overtaken by a movie that looks like it's going to do really well.
You know, John, as you look at the numbers that are coming in on movies, I mean, the numbers that are coming in for Captain Marvel, just last week in the United States, almost $68 million came in for the movie. Now, most movies, that would be an incredible opening weekend, but this was the second week for Captain Marvel and did that kind of money. I mean, this movie is just a juggernaut.
Yeah, Captain Marvel is incredible. Now, they thought that it would do well, but $800 million worldwide into its second week is an incredible amount. And you're right, John. But let's keep in mind, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
right,
it's only number 9 right now.
Wow.
That's how these movies are doing. You wonder why they keep making them.
Yep.
A movie that's rolling towards $1 billion in revenue is only number 9 on their list. So we're gonna keep getting more movies like that. This year started off a little bit slow as compared to last year, which was a record-breaking year. But these couple movies, the last few weeks, are pushing it past last year.
All right, Us and Him is John Mowat on Movies. John, have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
And now the top five movies currently playing at the box office, starting at number five.
Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World is at number four. 5 Feet Apart at three. Wonder Park 2. And the aforementioned Captain Marvel is number one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.